song better than Black Lives Matter? Woo! Why is that so much easier to say? Do you not agree with it? Do you not believe it?
Emotions ranged from anger to fear to desperation and hit nearly every benchmark in between as hundreds of students and other members of the campus community at UNC gathered in front of South Building, which houses the offices of top university administrators, on Friday to support their student peers at the University of Missouri. The president of the UM system and the chancellor of the flagship Columbia campus both resigned last week amid a hunger strike by a student and a threatened boycott from the football program. The students were protesting what they felt was an inadequate response to events that had heightened racial tensions on the Missouri campus. A member of the Black Student Movement at Carolina said that feeling unwelcomed and unsafe on campus is not isolated to the University of Missouri.
I stand here today not only acknowledging what has happened at Missouri and other universities, but also recognizing and bringing attention to our own university and the ground that you stand on. You know, always recognizing and bringing attention, you know, we could very well take place in here on this campus. I make that statement to reiterate that if you think for a second that their problem is not our problem, then you, my friend, are misinformed and sleep to the world around you.
Students referred to recent events in Chapel Hill, including the pro-Confederate rally in front of Silent Sam after the memorial to UNC students who died fighting for the Confederacy in the Civil War was spray-painted multiple times in recent months. June is a member of the Real Silent Sam Coalition at UNC. She said that students in Chapel Hill recognize the work of the students in Columbia.
We see your work as a revolutionary call to action for us to build community power and collective resistance. We see your work as a message of support in our coming endeavors. To those who would threaten your sense of safety, remember, we are watching. Solidarity and strength, the Real Silent Sam Coalition.
Another student said that after years and in some ways generations of having these conversations about race and equity on campus, now is the time for action.
I stand realizing that these recent series of events are not unique to Missouri, but rather the result when cries for justice continue to fall on deaf ears. Today is a product of these deaf ears realizing that the issue of Missouri is becoming ever more the issue of their backyard.
Chancellor Carol Fault and Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisp were among the administrators in attendance on Friday, and students took the opportunity to address concerns directly to campus leadership.
I stand before you today, and I challenge the administration, I challenge you all to know, if this school does not put in writing efforts that will be taken to address systemic racism, these words need to be written. Systemic racism, white supremacy, anti-racist education, not only for students, but for faculty and staff as well. All of this will be for naught.
After months of protests, the UNC Board of Trustees voted in May to change the name of Saunders Hall, named after Confederate Colonel William L. Saunders and purported KKK leader in North Carolina, to Carolina Hall. The next step in the process of efforts to more accurately tell UNC's history is scheduled for this week, when a History and Curation Committee is scheduled to present its preliminary work to the Board of Trustees. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.